or that dissident Republican groups possess personal information about his officers accidentally leaked by the force. Cancer charities have given a guarded welcome to government plans to reduce targets for cancer waiting times in England. The NHS says it's simplifying outdated standards. Downing Street has admitted lessons may have to be learned after migrants were taken off the barge Bibby Stockholm 5 days after boarding because the Legionella bacteria was detected on the vessel. The ruble is at its lowest level for almost 17 months, in a sign that the Russian economy is being hit hard by sanctions and continued military spending. Pakistan has sworn in an almost unknown senator, believed to be close to the military, as interim prime minister. BBC News.
With Jane Steele. Which word could be used to describe to swear in Swedish? Sandy Toksvig has a great addition to the Uxbridge English Dictionary this evening. And Fred McCauley has a really amusing description of the word eclipse. I'm sorry, I haven't a clue, is after this.
I never met anybody like her before in my life.
The world's leading creative figures.
If you wanted to have a conversation with him, the only way was to read a book and then to come speak with him about a book.
Their influences, inspirations and experiences.
If somebody hadn't handed me an actual camera at that age, would I necessarily have gone into film? I don't know.
With guests including Sally Potter, Leila Slimani and Stephen Fry.
Everything went easily from that moment on.
This Cultural Life with me, John Wilson. All previous episodes are available now on BBC Sounds. And the new series continues on Radio 4, Saturday evenings at 7:15.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today on a visit to Northampton. Northampton has been producing quality footwear for over 900 years. During World War I, the town's factories managed to supply over 23 million pairs of boots. This incredible contribution to the war effort is recognised in a special letter of thanks from a grateful nation, which is displayed in the town's museum. It's even signed by Kaiser Wilhelm himself. In the Middle Ages, Northampton was briefly the capital of England. This was during the period historians refer to as the capital of England shortage. Britain's first ever car chase took place in Northampton in 1899 between conman Frederick John Phillips and Sergeant Hector MacLeod of the Northampton Constabulary in the very latest three-wheel single-cylinder motor cars of the age. Official police reports reveal that Phillips set off from the centre of town towards the Weedon Road, only to be caught after a six-hour chase 800 yards away. Nearby Silverstone is the home of the British Grand Prix. Every year, over 300,000 fans gather to experience the thrill of Formula One and to listen to the Dutch national anthem. Both Carlsberg and Doc Martens are made in Northampton. Visitors to the Carlsberg plant are shown inside for a full tour of the brewery, whilst visitors to Doc Martens are shown outside for a good kicking. Northamptonshire was used as the location for the film Les Miserables. And if you're wondering why Northamptonshire might be considered a suitable backdrop for the extreme privation of pre-revolutionary France, why not pop up here for a weekend? The 2005 film and subsequent stage adaptation, Kinky Boots, was based in Northampton. Kinky Boots is in fact set in a traditional Northamptonshire shoe factory and not, as is often thought, a chemist for perverts. Alan Carr grew up in Northampton, where his father was the manager of Northampton Town FC. In his autobiography, the flamboyant gap-tooth comedian writes of a troubled upbringing thanks to the twin threats of both homophobic bullies and ivory poachers. Sadly, Graham Carr's tenure as manager of Northampton Town was marked by little success and regular hospitalisations with chest infections thought to be caused by the inhalation of dust from the trophy cabinet. And talking of a series of unsuccessful seasons, let's meet the teams. They are, on my right, Rachel Paris and Milton Jones. And on my left, Fred McCauley and Sandy Toksvig. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good English dictionary is essential for learning the subtle difference between words. For example, many people don't know the difference between the words conjunctivitis and gingivitis. Well, conjunctivitis is a common condition that causes redness and inflammation on the thin layer of tissues that covers the front of the eye, whereas gingivitis is an allergy to Ed Sheeran. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Rachel, you can start.
Ombudsman, Buddhist florist.
Sandy.
Abacus, to swear in Swedish.
Milton.
Putin, chamber pot.
And Fred.
Perfect. Broken Irish cat.
Chichester, where you end up if you ask a taxi to take you to Chester on a cold day.
One from north of the border for you. Isle of Skye, why I've taken up flying lessons.
Germinator. She was swallowed by a man from Stuttgart.
Anti-cyclone. One who is opposed to bicycle hire.
This is such a stretch. Infantilize. When you claim there's no alcohol in your fizzy drink.
Daventry, where you send Davids you don't want to talk to anymore.
Discombobulate. This has arrived, Robert. I was expecting you sooner.
Tartar, second layer of asphalt.
Articulate. What do you say to a frozen landmass that doesn't turn up on time?
Hygienist, Simon Cowell.
Engineering, huge item of jewellery.
Nosebleed, understands first aid.
Omit, Irish glove.
Eclipse, device for holding electronic messages together.
Pogenpol, German for it may look like a mortuary slab, but it's our kitchen and we like it.
Integrity, doing whatever you want without any consequence or punishment.
The teams are going to do a spot of acting now for us in the round called Sound Charades. This game is all about miming the theatrical technique of suggesting action, character or emotions without words. The greatest mime of all time is Marcel Marceau, whose book, The Art of Mime, is widely regarded as a seminal text and inspiration for generations of young actors. I read it, left me speechless. In our version of the game, entitled Sound Charades, team members are permitted the use of their voices. So, Rachel and Milton, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Broadchurch. Broadchurch.
So off you go, please, Rachel and Milton.
It's one word, and it's a TV show. Wow, what a building this is.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. The architecture is very interesting.
Indeed it is. It was actually built for the Bishop of Bath and Wells.
Really? But it's not a cathedral.
No, it's not a cathedral.
No, it's not a cathedral. And it's not especially long, is it?
No, not especially.
But it is wide.
Yes, it had to be wide.
Any reason?
It was the bishop. He moved diagonally.
What have you written down, Sandy?
Short and wide, I've put down. It's like a description of myself.
It's not a cathedral.
It's not a cathedral.
So is it a church? Church.
Something like
one word.
Church.
One word like church.
Kirk.
Short.
Church.
Oh, broad church. I'm genuinely delighted.
Your turn, Sandy and Fred. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Toy Story 2. Toy Story 2.
So it's a film?
It is, and it's three words.
Mm. Oh, they grow up so fast, don't they?
They do.
Little Tarquin. Look at him now in his three-piece suit and his monocle, smoking a pipe.
He's a proper little conservative.
Have you put him down for Eton?
Starts on Wednesday.
Oh, goodness. How old is he now?
He is three.
Oh, bless him. And what's that he's playing with? Is it a dolly?
No, it's his Jacob Rees-Mogg action figure.
So even his playthings a conservative?
Yep. In fact, you could say Tarquin's a conservative and his...
I see where you're going.
One thing I will say is it's all a horrible image. But so it's obviously about conservatives.
Posh children.
Posh.
Schools.
Go back to conservatives.
Conservatives stay with conservatives.
Tory.
Yeah. Oh, right. Something Tory.
Not only is he a conservative, but his...
Oh, Toy Story!
Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
Toy Story 2.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, that's enough of saying Toy Story, okay? Well, the next game is called In My Pants and features... features the world of advertising. New legislation has meant that the UK advertising industry is now subject to its most stringent regulations ever regarding the truth and probity of its claims, a fact which has meant some hasty rewrites to some of the nation's better-known ad campaigns. This is perhaps best exemplified by the National Lottery's catchy new slogan, "It won't be you." So, in this game, In My Pants, teams, your task is to suggest advertising slogans, while mine is simply to say the phrase, "In My Pants," immediately after each slogan, without laughing. Might not be too much of a challenge, were it not for the fact that I actually had a laugh yesterday, so I've used up my quota for the month. So you can start, Rachel.
I can't believe it's not butter.
In My Pants. Milton.
Catch it, bin it, kill it.
In My Pants. Sandy.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
In My Pants. Fred.
Every little helps.
In My Pants.
A chocolate and a toy.
In My Pants.
Get Brexit done.
In My Pants.
Breakfast of champions.
In My Pants.
Do the shake and vac and put the freshness back.
In My Pants.
your fingers do the walking?
In my pants.
You need the Polyfiller crack squad.
In my pants.
Think small.
In my pants.
Devon knows how they make it so creamy.
In my pants.
Ah, Bisto.
This is what it's come to. The next round is called What's the Question? A quiz format in the style of the BBC's own long-running series Mastermind. I've noticed there's even a celebrity version of the show which is posing some very hard questions, the most frequent being, who the hell is that? OK, teams, I'll provide the answers to various questions and I'd like you to suggest what you think the original question would have been. OK, so we'll start with you, Fred. This is the first answer and I want you to tell me what the original question might have been. There's no natural way for them to reproduce.
Why is there only one Pope?
In fact, the original question was, what problem has the avocado plant suffered since the giant sloth went extinct 13,000 years ago? Rachel, another answer for you. I need the question. Controlling the weather, inventing the hamburger, and never needing a poo.
What is on my list of must-haves for a husband?
It was, according to his official biography, these were three of the achievements of former North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il.
Is he single?
Milton, here's one for you. Here's the answer. An anti-cheating helmet.
During my A-levels, what was a stupid thing to wear over my cheating helmet?
It's in fact, the question was, what does Bangkok University oblige its students to wear during exams? And finally, Sandy, here's the answer. What's the question? They make the lips vibrate.
Would you like to sit on one of these?
It's actually what can Cetrin peppers do to the mouth. Yes. Fred, what about this one? Here's the answer. What's the question? To stop himself getting richer.
Why did Rishi Sunak want to be Prime Minister?
You're not very far from it, but it was why might Jeff Bezos spend £28 million a day? Jeff Bezos' net worth is so high that he'd have to spend £28 million a day to stop getting any richer.
Jeez.
Yeah. Poor guy. Rachel, how about this? Here's the answer. What's the question? Six dots.
What constitutes a shit Dalmatian?
In fact, the question is, what is each letter in the Braille alphabet made up of? Milton, here's another answer. I need the question. The answer is feet first.
What's the best degree a chiropodist can get?
In actual fact, it was how a bat's born. And Sandy, here's the answer. What's the question? He's been dead for 30 years.
Doesn't Colin Sell do a surprisingly good job?
Exactly. What were Japanese officials told by a party sent to visit the oldest man in Tokyo to wish him a happy 111th birthday? They found his mummified remains and his family had been living off his pension money. Here's some for any of you to have a go at, right? Here's the answer. I need the question, please. No ears, eyes, nose, brain or heart.
What's the difference between vegetarian haggis and haggis?
The actual question was, what is a jellyfish lacking? Another answer for you, I need the question for. Your poo is turned to gold.
Have you ever tried bed panning?
Uh, In fact, the question was, what do the advertisers say will happen if you buy and consume their special pills, which cost $425 online and contain 24 karat gold leaf? And the annoying thing is, you can't get your money back when it doesn't. Here's another for any of you to have a go at. Here's the answer. I want the question. Fear of cheese.
What's an Emmental breakdown?
The actual question, what is turophobia? That's fear of cheese. Is another answer. I need the question. The brown one.
Which metropolitan police officer does most TV interviews?
In fact, it was the question was, which type of bear did the polar bear evolve from 150,000 years ago? And finally, here's the answer. What's the question? Honestly, it's not for everyone.
What have we learned about the job of Prime Minister?
The question is, what is the official state slogan of Nebraska? That's what you see when you arrive. Honestly, it's not, well, at least it's honest. Well, it's now time for some music in the game called Song Stoppers. In the past months, theatre managers have been reporting increasing incidents of rowdy audiences disrupting performances of popular musicals. Only recently, in the opening seconds of the premiere performance of the musical Groundhog Day, a voice from the stalls called out, "Not this again." Well, in this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs, and it's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Yes. Incidentally, Colin tells us he's been playing with wet leg. I'm no doctor, but maybe it's time to get that prostate checked out, Colin. You can go first, Milton and Rachel. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup.
Hurry up, or you're going to be late for clown school.
If you see me walking down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet.
Look, do you want to buy my onions or not?
I'm spinning around, move out of my way.
Look, can you let someone else carry the coffin?
Birds flying high. Know how I feel.
Speckled with feces.
They've paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
Good.
She wanted to test her husband. She knew exactly what to do.
She asked him the date of their anniversary.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Well, keep the bloody noise down, please.
I'm so excited, I just can't hide it.
Maybe you could wear some different trousers, though.
Well, it's your turn now, Fred and Sandy. Can we have your first line medley, please?
I see trees of green, red roses too.
And does this lens make it a little bit better or worse? Our lips shouldn't touch.
Is it because you're a lesbian? You put the boom boom into my heart.
Yes, although the technical term is pacemaker. I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket to my destination.
Yes, West Midland Trains apologise for the cancellation of the 1740 service to London Euston. We have arranged a bus replacement service which will be here in about an hour. Doom baby, doom doom baby, doo doo boom baby.
Never buy false teeth online. When you're alone and life is making you lonely,
you're probably listening to Radio 4. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's honestly, it's never happened to me before.
Is it because I'm a lesbian?
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Oh. There is just time to squeeze in a round called Builders Film Club. Yes. Sven is a huge fan of construction and has recently been renovating his roof. He says he's always first in the queue at the builder's merchants to get his asphalt. And only the other day he was eagerly helping a group of concreters empty their load before laying the lot in his driveway. You can tell Mary Berry that's the last of her jokes I'm ever going to leave on. I'm not doing that anymore. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you please to suggest the titles of films likely to appeal to builders. So you can start this one, Milton.
The Colour Purple?
Rachel.
Schindler's Snagging List?
Sandy.
With Nail and I.
Fred.
Who Framed Roger's Attic?
Brokeback. Need ambulance.
28 days later than it should have been.
A Tale of Two Brickies.
Great Excavations.
The cook, the thief, the wife, her lover, and that electrician who was supposed to be gone 3 weeks ago.
Goodbye, Mr. Skips.
A river runs through it now.
Dial M for mortar.
The 39 steps will have to do.
Bring me the hoard of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the toxic turd of time washes up on the British beach of benevolence, while the woeful water company of wastefulness faces their 50th fine of fate, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Northampton, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Fred McCauley, Rachel Paris, Milton Jones and Sandy Toksvig were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.
I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue was a BBC Studios production, and the series will be back before long. At 6:30 next Monday, just a minute, with the brilliant and very firm Sue Perkins.
In my time as host of Just a Minute, people have offered a number of excuses for poor performance.
Oh, I drifted off.
It was that clumsy tongue.
What on earth was that? This boy clearly has no teeth.
But I'm afraid if you can't talk for a minute without hesitation, repetition or deviation, you just don't get a point. dissent from the crowd, unless you're very good at butting in.
I'm a huge Claudia Winkleman fan, and she would see to it.
She couldn't see to anything with her fringe.
Two episodes of Just a Minute with me, Sue Perkins, recorded at this year's Edinburgh Festival, starting next Monday night at 6:30 on BBC Sounds and Radio 4.
After the news, there's an awkward encounter for Ian, and Ardil finds himself under pressure in the Archers.
BBC News at 7 o'clock. The Police Service of Northern Ireland says it's now confident that material from an accidental data breach is in the hands of dissident Republican groups. The Chief Constable, Simon Byrne, said he believed dissidents would use the information, which included the names of all serving officers, to generate fear and intimidation. He was speaking after Sinn Féin claimed that material from the breach was posted on a wall opposite one of the party's offices in Belfast. Sam McBride from the Belfast Telegraph says it was a warning.
This was clearly intended to convey in a meaningful way that when dissident Republicans last week boasted about having this, they weren't bluffing. They actually have these names and specifically the units that they were assigned to, including MI5, including intelligence, including crime operations, some of the most sensitive areas of policing anywhere in the UK. This is a major security breach where dissidents are clearly trying to work out how they can exploit this to best advantage.
The union, which represents university lecturers and staff, has announced that it will step up its strike action.